Recently, we've heard of a tax increase by a Conservative government. It's caused quite a few ripples in the media because...
Sorry, Tim, I missed all of that.
No problem, I'll start again. Recently, we've heard of a tax increase by a Conservative government, which perhaps is not unexpected, but certainly goes against some of their policies that they put in their manifesto. I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale to get his thoughts on whether it's the right thing to do and whether it was a surprise and what it means to us. So first off, Rob, what does that interest rate mean? Sorry, tax rate on national insurance mean to a business?
So basically what we've heard is a number of announcements the other day. The first with regards to national insurance is in the short term, both employees and employers' national insurance is going to go up by 1.25%. The impact of that, obviously, is that for an employee, 1.25% less in your pay packet. And for an employer, the cost of your labour force has just gone up by 1.25%. And historically, sort of business has been against increasing wage costs in that manner, because it's not a tax on profitability, it's a tax on jobs. What we're then seeing is it's a change from being an increase in national insurance to a new tax, if you like. From an employer point of view, that doesn't make a huge amount of difference. But from an employee point of view, when it makes that transition, it brings in people that perhaps don't currently pay national insurance. So if you're over retirement age, you wouldn't pay employee national insurance today. But once the change comes in the future, you'll start to pay the 1.25% because it won't be national insurance at that point in time.
Yeah.
The second linkage to that is that if employers are seeing their wage costs going up by 1.25% as a result of this, what they're going to obviously consider is next time they're looking at pay awards and pay reviews, factor into account that immediately they've got a 1.25% pay increase before they've even started.
Yeah. Was it a surprise?
I think what we had was three announcements. We had one on the national insurance. We had an increase in dividend tax rates for people that obviously have shares and take dividends out of their businesses. And we had a suspension of the triple lock on pensions for at least a 12-month period. And that was predominantly as a result of the high levels of wage inflation that we're suffering now. I don't think it was a surprise, because I think we all know that the cost of social care was massive and needed properly funding, and the government had to find it somewhere at the same time as all the additional costs that we've had to deal with COVID. I don't think the triple lock breach came as a massive surprise, because otherwise, if they continued with it, state pension would have had to have gone up by 10%, which would have been totally unsustainable. I think the concern of it is having now broken the manifesto pledge of no national insurance increases, no tax increases, and not breaking the pledge on the triple lock for pensions, you actually then say, so what else are the government going to change? Because they've justified it with, we need to raise extra taxes because we've got to pay for what we need to pay for. And therefore, you have to question what we're going to see in the budget at the end of October now.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think? Do you think we'll see more?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of expectation that we're going to see changes to a number of the sort of non-income taxes, if that makes sense. So there's an expectation that there's going to be an overhaul of inheritance tax that's going to be badged up as a simplification and a tidy-up exercise. And I think what we're going to see is a number of the reliefs being taken away that arguably are very, very generous at this point in time. There's also an anticipation that capital gains tax rates are going to be amended, perhaps falling into line to income tax rates. Now, there may well be some reliefs for people that run and own their own business if you know, to give them some incentive to continue doing that. But I think most people in the sort of the tax world are waiting to see what else the government brings out in order to raise the overall level of taxes.
Yeah. Rob Beale, Morrison, thanks very much for your time as ever.
Thank you.